1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A former Las Vegas politician sentenced to life in prison for murdering a reporter he blamed for his political demise.
Well-known Las Vegas journalist Jeff Gehrman fatally stabbed outside his home. The suspect captured on surveillance video in disguise. And that suspect, former politician Robert Telles, now convicted of first-degree murder.
The jury unanimously finds the murder willful, deliberate, and premeditated.
During trial, prosecutors arguing Telles killed Gehrman in September 2022 after the reporter wrote a series of scathing articles in the Las Vegas Review-Journal detailing toxic workplace behaviors while Telles was the Clark County Public Administrator.
ABC's Mola Lenghi. Insurrectionist Dan Edwin sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary. Prosecutors say he communicated with others assaulting the Capitol January 6, 2021. Civil libertarian suing Nebraska's top election official, asserting Bob Evnen doesn't have the authority to reject state law restoring voters' rights. It's a flight they won't soon forget. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
The United Airlines Boeing 737-900 was flying from Cancun to Chicago when over Louisiana the plane hit severe turbulence. The pilots diverted to Memphis. United says the plane hit a short period of turbulence. At least six people were hurt, all with minor injuries. Paramedics met the plane when it landed in Memphis. One person went to a hospital. There were 182 people on board. United says it happened while the seatbelt sign was on. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Separately, labor pains in the friendly skies. The union representing flight attendants at United announced that 99.99% of the membership voted to authorize a strike. First time in 20 years they've done so. After walking away from federally mandated negotiations, the union will ask for a 30-day cooling-off period, setting a potential strike deadline. And, of course, Congress and the president could stop or stall a strike. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Mino and the Mayor.
We ate so much wild game. I mean, every Sunday was rabbit, partridge, fish, venison.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I just thought that side.
That was not believable at all.
No, that wasn't. Yeah. Wow.
Trying to, I just, we did not do that.
Cool.
We did
not.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden is coming back to the Badger State. He'll be here next Thursday, although details haven't been announced yet. He'll focus on the economy and his administration's record working for middle-class Americans. This will be his first visit to Wisconsin since stepping down from the race and endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris. And it's a long-term problem for Wisconsin public schools. Enrollment is dropping. It's been happening for years now. Education leaders are quick to point out that when enrollment drops, costs per student actually go up. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you know, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Work on the next state budget begins in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's disappointing to lose A.J. Dillon for the season.
Yeah, it's really discouraging because we had a pretty clear vision for what he could do. And it wasn't just going to be as a runner. I thought he was, the versatility was what I was most excited about.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. And the Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tomorrow night against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a northeast wind, a little bit on the gusty side, upper 50s at daybreak. On Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Thursday night, a chance of showers and storms, could be some locally heavy rainfall. Currently 59 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump will be in La Crosse on Thursday evening for a town hall, and Crute will be on site in anticipation of the festive gala. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, the third hour of our program. Another day, another J.D. Vance video appearing. This one, he comes out and he says, first off, he goes after Randy Weingarten, who is the president of the American Federation of Teachers. She's never had children herself. Oh, my God, how dare she lead a teachers union, right? He says, Randy Weingarten, who's the head of the most powerful teachers union in the country, she doesn't have a single child. If she wants to brainwash and destroy the minds of children, she should have some of her own and leave ours the hell alone. Really? You hate unions that much, J.D. Vance? Well, yeah, he does. I mean, you know, as do the billionaires who sponsor him. Of course. He goes on to say, so many of the leaders on the left, and I hate to be so personal about this, but they're people without kids trying to brainwash the minds of our children. That really disorients me, and it disturbs me. Well, J.D., I'm sorry you're disoriented, and I'm sorry you're well, we've all known that you're disturbed. But, you know, the rest of us are not disturbed by teachers who don't have kids, or anybody who doesn't have kids. And what's with this weird fascination with kids? It's like the weird fascination Republicans have with people's genitals. You know, who's using what bathroom, and who's all, it's weird. It's beyond weird, in fact. It's frankly sick. Big time sick. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, there's this hit on Kamala Harris that the media, and there's a great piece that Marcos Melitzis wrote over on Daily Kos this morning about how the media is just being so dishonest. Once again, we're seeing gaslighting by the media, by the mainstream media, by the New York Times, the Washington Post, the big, you know, and the big television networks and the cable networks, where they're just literally, you know, trying to tear down Harrison walls and trying to build up and normalize Donald Trump. Why? Because a horse race is good for the media. A horse race increases, you know, viewer and listener and reader interaction, and thus increases the number of opportunities to deliver an ad to somebody, and thus increases revenue. It makes money for the media. They have what's called a perverse incentive in economics. They have an incentive to do something that's destructive to our country, but helps their profits. So one of the big media hits right now on Kamala Harris is, oh, she hasn't laid out a specific plan. I had a friend a couple of days ago, a fellow I know in my neighborhood who, you know, sent me a note saying, well, I read this piece of The Economist, and it's like, you know, what's going on with Harris? Why won't she tell us what's going on? And I'm like, No, she has laid it out. I mean, she's talking about, you know, helping people buy new houses and building 3 million new housing units. And you know, we're not going to raise taxes on people over 400,000, but the people over or under 400,000, but people over $400,000 a year, we're going after them. We're going to raise the corporate income tax from 21% up to 28%. Frankly, it should be at 50%. But, you know, where it was during the Eisenhower administration when we had, you know, real Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, I mean, you know, all of them. The corporate tax rate was around 50% during that period of time, and we had great prosperity. And corporations were doing wonderful. In fact, that high corporate tax rate encourages them to avoid paying taxes, by reinvesting in their business, doing research and development, rolling out new products, paying their employees better. But anyhow, the hit on Harris is, she hasn't said anything. Well, she has. She has laid it out. She does have a very specific economic agenda. And the Wharton School of Business, Penn Wharton School of Business, that Donald Trump claims he graduated from, although there's a number of people who have claimed that he actually hired people to go to his classes for him. He hired people to take his exams, which is what, you know, rich jerks do very often these days. Anyhow, the Penn Wharton School looked at Kamala Harris's proposals and looked at Donald Trump's proposals and said, you know, what's the impact of these going to be? And this is over at CNBC. There's a summary of it. That's where I got this from. Donald Trump's economic proposals would increase, this is Rebecca Picciotto wrote this. Donald Trump's economic proposals would increase federal deficits by $5.8 trillion over the next decade, almost five times more than those of Vice President Kamala Harris, which would add $1.2 trillion, according to a new pair of studies from the nonpartisan Penn Wharton budget model. The Trump report found that his plan to permanently extend the 2017 tax cuts would add more than $4 trillion to our deficits. And what that means, of course, is that our debt goes up by $4 trillion and the wealth of the top 1% goes up by $4 trillion. Trump gets richer, his friends get richer, the country gets poorer, and the rest of us are stuck with the bill. It's very simple. This is not rocket science. And then they go to say, they add that his pledge to further reduce corporate taxes would add nearly $6 billion. Again, you know, big corporate CEOs get to take home multiple millions of dollars instead of just a couple of million dollars or billions of dollars in the case of some. You know, Dollar Bill McGuire, the guy who used to run United Healthcare, walked away with $1.6 billion. How do you do that? Well, you do it by saying to people, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to pay for the liver transplant for your child. But anyway, but I digress. The Harris analysis showed that her plan to expand the child tax credit, the earned income tax credit, and the other tax credits would raise the deficits by $2.1 trillion over a decade. But, oh, and her proposal to create a $25,000 subsidy for all qualifying first-time homeowners would add $140 billion over a decade. But the Harris report found that raising the corporate tax rate to 28%, keep in mind it was at 32% when Trump came into office. He dropped it to 21. It's historically averaged between 35 and 50. But anyhow, her proposal to raise the corporate tax rate up to 28% would partially offset the cost of her spending by $1.1 trillion. And she also supports a $5 trillion package of revenue raisers that Joe Biden has in his budget for the 2025 fiscal year, which of course will not pass because Republicans in the House of Representatives will not raise taxes on the billionaires who own them. It just ain't going to happen. But if we can take Congress, if we can take the House of Representatives back and we can hold on to the Senate and we can get the White House, it could be a brand new day in America. We could have the kind of prosperity that we saw. You know, the decade of the 50s, the decade of the 60s, the decade of the 70s had average, each one of those decades had average growth between 3 and 4%. Starting with Reaganism, when we went into an austerity budget, basically, we have never had a decade where we had GDP growth for the decade on average over, I believe it's 3.4%. In other words, we haven't done as well as we did in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s. And the reason is because, you know, we cut taxes on all these rich people. They started hoarding all the money and screwing average working people. So there's that. There's also apparently an explosion right now, apropos of my saying, if only we can take the House and hold the Senate, right? There's an explosion of Democratic voter registrations. They call it, Tom Bonnier's tweeting about it. He calls it the Harris effect. In the 13 states that have updated voter files since July 21st, we are seeing an incredible surge in voter registration relative to the same period in 2024. It's being driven by women, by voters of color, and by people under 30. You know, young black women are leading the way, seeing their registration almost triple relative to the same point in 2020. Triple? 300% increase? Young Hispanic women aren't far behind with a 150% increase in registration. Black women of all ages have almost doubled their registrations numbers from 2020. The changes, he writes, are unsurprisingly substantially to the benefit of Democrats. Democratic registration has increased by over 50% this year as compared to only 7% for Republicans. This is remarkable. This is just absolutely remarkable. He says this surge in voter registration that has followed Kamala Harris becoming the candidate for president on the Democratic side is even bigger than the last massive surge that we saw 2 years ago when the Dobbs decision came down. When the Dobbs decision came down and instantly abortion became illegal in half the states in the country, or relatively instantly, we saw an explosion of women registering to vote, particularly young women. That was huge. We're seeing bigger numbers now, and that's also huge. I keep telling you, it's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a blowout this fall. That doesn't mean that we can rest on our laurels, because they are going to block votes. They're going to purge people from the polls. Just in Texas alone, they've already said that they're going to give 2 million people, mostly in big cities, mostly Democratic voters, provisional ballots that will not be counted unless they show up at the Secretary of State's office in person in the week after the election to prove who they are. That's how bad it's gotten.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So while I think that, you know, the people showing up would be a blowout, we still have to work as hard as we can. I'll pick up your calls after this. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Register today for the 15th annual RX Link Golf Classic in support of Naranon at Thornberry Creek at Oneida. It's Friday, August 30th and starts with registration and breakfast at 9 a.m., followed by a shotgun start at 10. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m., followed by the awards dinner and silent auction. Proceeds support Naranon, a 12-step program for families and friends of addicts. Advanced registration is suggested and simple. Just call Thornberry Creek at Oneida, 920-434-7501, or search for RX Link Golf online. See you August 30th.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A question I get a lot from people at the beginning of their money journey is, how should I invest my money? Okay, time for some real talk. That's a great question, best asked after you've paid off any high interest debt. You know, making 7% per year in an index fund when you're paying 28% on a credit card, it just doesn't add up. So get rid of that high interest debt first, and then you'll be set to make investment choices that can really pay off. And pro tip, while I paid down my high interest debt in my 20s, I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies, you know, like car breakdowns, so I could keep as out of debt as possible. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Stinky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food that dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the quiet of the morning as the sun begins to rise, the voices on the air.
22 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Eric in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I hope your life's fantastic. Hey, two things. Real quick, I heard a great nickname for J.D. Vance. Somebody called him Vladimir Futon. I thought that was really funny.
Vladimir Futon. I love it.
I want to go back to this Trump shooting thing. Yeah. If Trump really did get shot in his ear like he said he did, the narcissist and sociopath that he is, wouldn't he be broadcasting that everywhere? Wouldn't he be like, I mean, he'd probably be selling molds of his shot ear that was blown off or whatever. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. He would be all over social media showing his ear. He would be pulling his Band-Aid off. And look at this ear. This is what they did for me. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Evander Holyfield is doing that. I
mean, you know, yeah, exactly.
He actually has a wounded ear.
And it just goes back to the boy who cried wolf. Like, he lies all the time, and he constantly lies so nobody believes anything that happened. And where's, like you said, where's the doctor's report?
I know. I think that's why he doesn't talk about it anymore, because he knows that it's a lie, and he's afraid that somebody will call him out on it.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to bring up. It's just all BS.
Yeah, there you go. Good one, Eric. Thank you very much. Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Blue, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Nice to talk to you. How's your vagus nerve and your pelvic splanchnic doing?
It's so far so good, I think. Why?
That's your parasympathetic nerves.
Yeah, my parasympathetic nervous system seems to be in good shape, I think. I'm calm.
Yeah, well, like Regina was saying earlier, I agree with everything she said. We need to calm people down.
Yeah.
And I think we need to create awareness about the parasympathetic nerves.
Let me just riff on that for a second, Blue. Luis just got a kitten. And I don't know if you know this, but, you know, cats, mother cats carry their kittens around by the scruff of their neck. And with a cat, if you just lift up the back of this kind of loose skin on the back of their neck and just lift it up as if you were about to lift them, not enough to actually lift them, but just lift it up a little bit, drop it down, lift it up, drop it down, just do that four or five times, that cat will just collapse on your lap. They'll just melt right into you because you're activating their vagus nerve. That's what mom does. They just go into this state of complete relaxation. Unfortunately, there's not, you know, a human analog. I would love it if somebody could pat the back of my neck and I would just go, ah! But anyway, back to you, Blue.
Well, I think that's kind of around the world. That needs to be our job, is to create awareness about the difference between being in parasympathetic and sympathetic.
Yeah.
And so you want to be in parasympathetic 24/7. All day, every day.
Well, only if it's not in a state of heightened alert. You want to be in a...
Yeah, that's the thing.
You want to be the opposite of a high state of arousal.
You want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time when you do actually want to be in sympathetic is during an emergency.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's there.
Only time.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't disagree, Blue. I think we're probably, you know, probably a lot of people are not real familiar with what we're talking about, but good point. Blue, thanks for the call. Dennis in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Dennis, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Oh, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
I want to remind you what the first words of the 14th Amendment say. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state in which wherein they reside.
Correct.
Okay, so you tell those National Republican Associate guys...
They would tell you, Dennis, that doesn't use the word natural-born citizen. And they're arguing that natural-born citizens are not people who are naturalized, and they are not people who are born of immigrants. They are only people who are born of people who were born in this country, of people who were citizens at the time of birth. And they point to the Constitution for that.
Them,
now, they're wrong.
If you run into them.
But anyway.
If you run into them, keep a bunch of straws in your pocket and give them to them.
Okay. Dennis, thank you very much. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. What's on your mind? Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program.
After the show's over every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Sure. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Sneaky alert, when you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food that dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
By the soft moonlight, a chorus of paws and hearts so bright. We gather round, our voices strong, singing for justice all night long.
It's the Cat Ladies for Kamala.
We stand tall with our feline friends. We answer the call. In every meal, in every pearl, we see a future bright and sure.
Well, maybe they don't know how to pronounce it quite right, but it's close enough. Cat Ladies for Kamala. It's 35 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your phone calls here. Kathy in Mobile, Alabama. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I hate to interrupt all this wonderful flow of intellectualism, but I've got something trivia I want to share with you.
Okay.
I heard today, and I can't recall which channel or station it was on, but it was the daughter, this was a reporter speaking about her, a meeting with the daughter of the man who owned the podiatrist shop in Queens, where Trump went to get his exemption for bone spurs. She says that now that her father's dead, she can tell the truth, that actually there's no evidence whatsoever that he ever had bone spurs. There was no testing or anything. And the only reason her father signed off on that was because he was a tenant at one of Trump's buildings, and he got a rent reduction.
Oh, wow. Where has that been reported, Kathy? Or you just caught it in the media? Is that?
I caught it, and I wish I had written it down, but I did not. But I thought, who can I trust to ferret down the facts? Other than you, because I completely trust you.
Well,
and if I heard it wrong, please correct me.
I will, during the break at the top of the, well, the end of the show here, I will plug it into the various search engine machines that we have here and see what comes up. That's fascinating. Kathy, thank you for that. That should make the national news if that's new. Thank you, Kathy. Richard in Cross Lake, Minnesota. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Well, not much. But how are you doing today, Sam?
I'm alive and kicking, Richard. What's on your mind?
Okay, buddy. It looks like it. Hey, I just want to make it sweet. I live up here on a beautiful Cross Lake town with the Whitefish Chain. Beautiful area. There's 13 lakes connected together. It's beautiful. Anyways, my thing is here is this stupid Republican theory of replacement.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the thing about this, I'm a half Dutch, which is crazy, and I'm half Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was an Indian Mexican, Zapata. Mm-hmm. Okay, she worked her way up there. Well, let's cut to the chase. The Indians were the first people on this planet. The Europeans came over here and just completely destroyed the Indian culture.
Right.
And then they never even had the gall, the balls to admit it. In the course of the world, they won't even let them into the International Criminal Court because of that.
Yeah.
That's how horrible that is.
No, it was the worst. It's the worst genocide in the history of the world was the European genocide against Native Americans.
Yes, I know. And then I have my problems with us being so sentimental to the Jewish people, which I I'm sorry that that happened to them.
Well, that was kind of the second genocide, but they're both reprehensible. We don't have to argue who's the worst victim, I suppose.
No. What happened to us was the worst. Yep. But the thing is, so what happens? We have to fight for the country, and we're not slaves when you're fighting for your own country. Mm-hmm. So what do Americans could do? I got a good idea. Let's go get some slaves because them damn Indians don't want to work. So they bring over our slaves. So we got 1 billion slaves in our country now. Same thing with our railroads. What they do, they get some Chinese, and immigrant Chinese, to build the Shaanxi Railroad and to use Irish immigrants.
This was not a matter of race. It was a matter of culture, Richard. The native people here had intact societies and nations and family structures, and therefore they resisted being enslaved. Whereas the Chinese who were brought over and the Africans who were brought over had been torn from their own homeland. They had been separated from their families and their societies. They had been denied their language, and they were basically broken individually as individuals. So I think it's really important to make that distinction, because what your white racists will say, well, you know, the Indians resisted slavery and black people didn't, which is just BS. This has to do with destroying cultures. Yeah,
that's right. And you know, this keeps on going. There's no replacement theory. It's their fault that they're the ones that brought all the slaves in, and we had all kinds of babies. Now we got more people than white people.
Well, and that's a fine thing. I mean, you know, we're all human beings here, Richard. I mean, you know, this great replacement theory is just another way of trying to slice and dice human beings. Richard, thanks for the call. Patrice in Los Angeles. Hey, Patrice, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. I love your show.
Thank you.
This thought just popped into my head basically when I first saw the assassination attempt. I'm putting up air quotes. What if the blood on his ear wasn't even real blood at all? Because I noticed he bent down beneath the podium, and then he came back up with blood. And I just don't believe that his reaction would have been the whole fight thing. It seems really rehearsed and planned to me. We know he's a coward, and I just don't believe that would have even been his reaction.
Well, the thing that makes me curious, Patrice, is that, you know, when the bullet went flying by his ear, and I believe it did, and I think it was, you know, loud and you know, it startled him, and he reached up and touched his ear, and then he went down. And I think as he was going down, that was when the blood splattered on him from one of the other people who was shot, because when he came back up, he had no blood on his hand. So when he touched his ear, in my opinion, had not been shot at that point. But again, I'm only going to talk about this today. I don't want to turn this into a thing or, you know, some grand conspiracy theory or anything. I think it's a relatively minor event, but I do believe personally that Donald Trump was uninjured or at least, well, we'll see. This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Patrice, thanks a lot for the call. Ray in Southport, North Carolina. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. My question is that the GOP had an official vetted candidate debate on March 6th. DeSantis, Crist, Haley, Pence was there. Trump was a no-show. And yet they questioned the fact as to whether or not Harris has the right to be the Democrat nominee.
Yep.
That seems to be a conflict, in my opinion, when Trump did not even show up for the official Republican debate.
You know, logic has never been a strong suit for Republicans, Ray.
I understand, but I've never heard anybody talk about that and his no-show of the vetted candidates.
Yeah.
And the next thing is, I've studied bullets most of my life on a different thing. Bullets always carry a little bit of material of anything they hit behind them. And the picture of the bullet whizzing by that was on the photograph shows absolutely no material whatsoever following that bullet.
So, suggesting it did not hit his ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it hit anything, it would have carried material behind it.
Or a little bit of that
and
blood.
There was nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good
point.
And
it would have shown because it was traveling slower.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's why I think those streaks of blood across his face were actually splatter from one of the other people who got shot, probably the fireman. Because his face was turned in the direction of the people who got shot, not in the direction of the shooter. So.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. You have a good day. Thanks for my comment.
Yeah, thank you, Ray. It's good to hear from you, and I appreciate the comment. We're taking your calls here. It's the Tom Hartman Program, speaking the truth to the multinational corporations, and Donald Trump's ear would really rather didn't know all about, not to mention Vladimir Futon. We will be back with more of your calls in just a moment. We're having a good time today. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Oh, it's looking more and more like Democrats are putting North Carolina in play. This is fascinating stuff. I'm telling you, there's a blowout coming. Stay tuned. Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high-interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average, and waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334. NMLS consumeraccess.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A former Las Vegas politician sentenced to life in prison for murdering a reporter he blamed for his political demise.
Well-known Las Vegas journalist Jeff Gehrman fatally stabbed outside his home. The suspect captured on surveillance video in disguise. And that suspect, former politician Robert Telles, now convicted of first-degree murder.
The jury unanimously finds the murder willful, deliberate, and premeditated.
During trial, prosecutors arguing Telles killed Gehrman in September 2022 after the reporter wrote a series of scathing articles in the Las Vegas Review-Journal detailing toxic workplace behaviors while Telles was the Clark County Public Administrator.
ABC's Mola Lenghi. Insurrectionist Dan Edwin sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary. Prosecutors say he communicated with others assaulting the Capitol January 6, 2021. Civil libertarian suing Nebraska's top election official, asserting Bob Evnen doesn't have the authority to reject state law restoring voters' rights.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to revive President Joe Biden's latest student debt relief program. Under the plan, borrowers could pay back 5% of their income instead of 10. Lawsuits were filed after the plan was announced. The Supreme Court says some of those suits must be resolved in lower courts. And 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools get special education services. But school districts only get funding for 30% of expenses for their kids with disabilities. Teachers and administrators have long called this unfair. Deputy State School Superintendent Thomas McCarthy.
Reimbursing schools 30 cents on the dollar for an operation they're required to do is impactful in more ways than just serving kids with disabilities. In most districts, what they're doing is they're taking money out of their general budget and they're plowing it into special education budgets.
Work on the next state budget begins in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. It only makes sense that there would be no sequel to a movie called It Ends With Us. But it's a strong possibility as stars Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni appear to be feuding, according to Variety. The Insider Mag claims that inside sources say there is no way to salvage the relationship between the two actors. Complicating things is the fact that Baldoni directed the film and Lively produced the film. Baldoni owns the rights to both of Colleen Hoover's books, It Ends With Us and It Starts With Us. Seems like the first one should be the sequel. Am I the only person who likes the Kelsey brothers but has also had enough of them? Thanks to Amazon, they are not going anywhere and are about to become a lot richer. According to Variety, Travis and Jason Kelsey just signed a $100 million deal with Amazon's Wondery, which gives them exclusive rights to the brothers Kelsey's New Heights podcast for the next 3 years. Meaning all that money they make playing football and that Travis will make doing buddy cop films is pretty much just walking around money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, a northeast wind, a little bit on the gusty side, upper 50s at daybreak. On Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Thursday night, a chance of showers and storms, could be some locally heavy rainfall. It's 60 at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll talk about Jack Smith's new superseding indictment against Donald Trump, and Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joins us. He's now with Civic.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
When it happened, I'm an actor and another actor friend of mine, we were like analyzing aberrant behavior and just how this is not how people react. Okay, the main thing I want to say about watching, I was looking at the ABC footage originally. First of all, if you listen to what he's obsessed with, where's my hat? Mm-hmm. So what was in the hat that he needed so badly? Or is he trying to cover up his, like, you know, fading hairline? But when I know when I get stung by a bee or hit by, you don't like tap your head. You grab the spot, you hold it. He had no blood on his hand. Right. I'm going to go further. I'm going to go more conspiratorial than you're willing to go. But what's in the hat? Did he have a squib in the hat? I just don't buy it.
There's squibs are those little blood capsules that they use in movies, right?
Correct. Yep. And no blood on his hand. And again, we haven't seen any scar or anything like that. But the other thing that's interesting about, if you're looking at people, just the way the Secret Service behaved, we thought that was bizarre. They didn't behave mm-hmm. the way they have in the past with assassination attempts. In the ABC footage, to his left, there is a woman in a white T-shirt and a black hat. I can't quite read what's on it. She's got black. She's a pretty woman with a ponytail and a black hat. And the shot happens. And her reaction, she doesn't even react. She just drops to her knee and starts recording on her Apple phone.
Hmm.
There's no reaction. In another set of footage, and I had a friend of mine analyzed this frame by frame to see if it was doctored, and he claims it was not doctored. But in another footage I was looking at, same angle, same frontal angle, she appears upright at him above his head, or a version of her. Now, I don't know if she's AI'd or what the deal is, but she's not to the left of him anymore. She's up there, and there's another woman, a completely different woman to the left of him. It's very bizarre. The fact that he needs his hat so badly, I just honestly don't buy any of it. Yeah. And I think it's interesting that it's not being examined more closely, because the fact that we're questioning it, it's because he's a big fat liar. And yep. that it seems plausible. That's why we're talking about this.
Literally, he's a big fat liar. You're absolutely right,
that
Cheryl.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Good one. Thank you. I just don't know, but I think this idea that what the blood that was on his face was actually not his would be something that he very much would not want to admit to.
And I agree, and
I think it's very probable.
And as previous callers have said, if this happened to him, come on, he is Mr. Victim. He would be talking this up and using this on the campaign trail.
Oh yeah,
right.
he'd be selling bronzed replicas of his ear.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, with a bullet hole in it. Cheryl, thank you. Ray in Casa Mesa, California. Ray, what's up?
Hello, how are you today?
Fine. What's up?
Good. Hey, I called a while back and suggested that Joe Biden use the new powers that the Supreme Court has given him. You asked me to give you an example, and I was too flustered that day to have one.
Okay.
But
what crime should Joe Biden commit?
He should this thing where they're trying to get rid of his immigration help for the people that the mm-hmm. families. Mm-hmm. He should just totally ignore it and say I'm doing this country as part of my duty.
That's interesting. You know, the Supreme Court just froze his efforts to reduce student debt. Maybe he should just order the Treasury Department to issue checks and just tell the Supreme Court
100%.
To go take a leap.
Exactly. And then my other thing on the assassination attempt is the day it happened, I flipped over to Fox to see what they were rambling about. Mm-hmm. And they did interview a lady that was sitting next to him. She had some experience with sound production, stage production, and her take on it was that the bullet struck a guy wire that was stabilizing the speakers, and that's what whipped around his ear.
Oh, interesting. So the guy wire came by and whacked. Well, there's a high speed photo of the bullet going by him. That's pretty tough to refute. But you know, going by him, not you know, and as the caller earlier said, that bullet was not spraying blood behind it like you would expect had it actually hit his ear. But Ray, I got to move along, but thanks for the call, Judd in Meadview, Arizona. Hey, Judd, what's up?
Hey, Tom, long time, haven't heard from you.
Thank you. Got the last
I'm
minute.
I'm driving, here. Of course. I'm a trucker.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to. Has anyone heard that we have a Democrat running for the Senate in Mississippi, a black man who's a veteran? I found out about this over the weekend, I think last weekend. I donated to him, and he says that the DNC isn't even paying attention to him.
Oh, that's
sad. His name
sad.
Is Ty Pinkins.
Okay.
Ty Pinkins.
Thanks for bringing that up, Judd. I'll have to look into it. Thank you for the call. They're trying to allocate the resources because they're very precious. I get that. But I think Howard Dean's 50-state strategy is what the DNC should be doing. Judd, thanks for the call. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you and everybody you know. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We've got to make this thing a blowout. Don't sit back and just trust it's going to happen. It's going to require all of us. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the...
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Mandy Wilkie, the area manager for Stroll Ledgeview, will stop by.
And Ted Stefaniak from TV 32 Sports Showdown joins us to take a look at this week's high school football matchup. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.